This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's now time, because I just checked my watch.
Oh, baby, it's that time of the night. Sit back, relax, and enjoy some college basketball. It's Overnights here on You Better, You Bet.
This is a me segment.
It's never really it's never really like a perfect transition to go from a golf voice to then just yelling after that. But hey, do what I can, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Golf. I almost just said golf bets to intro this segment. Overnight college basketball bets.
You can
from Tuesday
do more
night.
Overnight golf bets with Kenton Barkley.
We're gonna bet Furman minus. We're not gonna bet Furman. Please don't bet Furman. But there, that was just the first school that came to mind when I was doing this.
Don't do it.
One thing that stands out a ton, and Jim Root mentioned it, and he's absolutely right. You're starting to see totals get into some pretty crazy ranges because efficiency is so far up and scoring so far up and overs have been doing so well. I've recalibrated as the market's recalibrated a little bit. Like, what is the average total? What is the average efficiency? If you make your own numbers or even try to, you're going to come up with insane under edges on like 17 games right now. And they're just not there. Which is why when I see an over edge, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I actually have one of those right now. We're going to bet some totals and a side for tomorrow. I just had the side right up in front. Oh yeah, I got the side. We'll do the side real quick because it's more fun. Florida open +1 at home against LSU. This is going to seem a little fishy to some folks. Probably Florida hasn't played particularly well recently. They played, I believe, home against Auburn at Auburn in their last game. They've lost a few in a row. I think they're like 2-4 their last six. You know, team that was supposed to be pretty good hasn't played particularly well recently. And LSU obviously got off to that insanely hot start to the year, got thumped by Auburn. And I still have a ton of questions about how good the team is. Florida is +1 in this game. I think they actually need to be favored. This is more about how the market views each team than about how each team has played so far this year. When you have a direct contrast between those two things, LSU playing awesome, Florida rated better. How do you rectify those two things when they play each other in a game? I'll always go toward what the market thinks as opposed to how the team has actually played. Market says Florida. Kind of big, to be honest. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Maybe LSU keeps their hot start to the season up. Florida +1, definitely a side bet. One pick and -1 would all be bets for me for sure. Total wise, I have a couple unders and I think they're good, but let's see. It could be that everybody goes into the market tomorrow and slams overs because of how everything's going to be going. These two stand out particularly though. Minnesota, Michigan State are playing tomorrow. The total opened 140.5. Good to 139 would probably be where I would stop playing that under. And then I don't understand this number at all. Sometimes that means I'm wrong. It's not like I'm a genius and I have to be right about this, but this is a pretty big number edge for me. Under in Georgia, Mississippi State opened 145. For me, good to 142. Let's see if the market agrees tomorrow. And then an over actually as well. Despite the fact that scoring is up, efficiency is up, and the market totals are up. Still show value on, of all things, Nick's favorite game tomorrow, Dixie State Cal Baptist. I know that's one we'll both be monitoring on our off day tomorrow. The total opened 150, good to 152 on that over. So three total that we're following in a side, and I'll just recap them real quick. Florida plus anything, pick -1 against LSU at home, and then two unders and an over. Minnesota, Michigan State, under 140.5. Good for a little bit. Georgia, Mississippi State, my biggest total edge tomorrow, under on 145. And then we will play an over. We're going to play an over on Dixie State and Cal Baptist at a pretty high number, 150. You get to 152. And Nick, I think that concludes what Scott Lynn called the Barkley Tour de Force segment, the golf bets and the college basketball overnights.
It's all just crammed in. By the way, USC, number 5 USC and Stanford are tied at 64, less than 3 minutes to go right
now. Wow.
So that's a game to keep an eye on as we kind of wrap this thing. So enjoy your day off tomorrow, buddy. I'm sure you will. And I'm sure you will, have lots of formulas for whatever it is that you're doing, which is very important. I will be on Daily Tip tomorrow, 7:40. Make sure you check out the Daily Tip. You'll be on BetMGM tonight at 7:20.
In like 28 minutes.
Countdown to Saturday, yeah, right. 10 to noon on BetQL. Yeah. And not very long from that. And then, of course, I got another show, CBS 2 Nationwide. I'm just going to drop those couple of plugs there because we have like, what, 30 seconds here left or whatever. Yeah, we have 30 seconds left. What's your drink of choice tonight? What's going to be the drink before you go on?
I have a winter cider with some like nutmeg, like cinnamon, local brewery. Got that going on. So we're going to do winter cider tonight for the BetMGM tonight.
That sounds good. Sounds lovely. You know, ciders are good when it's 5 degrees like where you are. I thought it was cold here. It's even colder there. I'm going to go to Hawaii where the Sony Open's going on. BetMGM tonight coming up next. This is You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's Chelsea Messenger from The Daily Tip, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. Download the free Odyssey app now to watch and listen to The Daily Tip, BetQL Daily, You Better You Bet, and BetMGM Tonight on the BetQL Network.